I've had almost 4 years to think about this, about how I felt about Corey, about how this could have even come about. I've been in denial, angry, sad, scared, anxious, confused, all but happy and at peace. It seems our community has become desensitized to tragedy. It's like it doesn't matter. My family's story seems to be just another one for the papers, but for us, it's been life-changing, has altered our brain chemistry, has adjusted the way we interact with people, changed the way I view my friends and how I make news. I don't think any big sister would ever imagine that her little brother's best friend would lead him to his demise. I've stared at the picture of my little brother and Corey standing shoulder to shoulder in my bedroom with the pink and brown walls and Hello Kitty poster behind them. Their chunky faces and my brother's smile, remembering them playing, being loud and annoying, and me asking them to get out. A memory that should bring a smile to my face brings tears to my eyes. We were children. We grew up together. My brother and Corey slept on the same floors during sleepovers, shared food, and looked out for each other. Corey has been in our mother's home, our grandmother's home, was welcomed in with a warm smile, open arms, and a home-cooked meal. For almost 4 years, I've wondered, at what point did my brother realize what was happening? When did he realize it was too late and there was no going back? If he had time to realize his best friend, the one who had been by his side through his childhood, the one that would help carry his casket, the one that had spent uncountable nights in our family home, would turn on him and lead him to his last moments. I've spent time pondering on how our little sister got through this, carrying a nephew that my brother would never get to meet, but loved enough to name. How she was able to keep her peace, all while having an unsettling feeling that Corey had a secret he wouldn't tell. I've tried to forgive myself for brushing off her thoughts. I assumed she was so angry and wanted answers that she was going crazy. I couldn't bring myself to see it, because it didn't make sense to me. I couldn't see it because I didn't want to. She saw through it all. She felt it. She knew. And he lied to her. I can't imagine how our mother feels knowing that this was someone she trusted with her baby, to be this partner and lifelong friend. To be his partner and lifelong friend. How do you move on when someone you treated as your own is the one that broke your heart and changed your life forever? There have been no apologies. Well, at least not until just now. No sympathy, just boasting about coming home soon. Something my brother will never be able to do. I would like for my brother's story to be a lesson to young men and women, to accept it when God shows you someone's true colors, to understand that some people change or were never good for you to begin with. Accept people for who they are, even if that means you have to love them from a distance to be safe. We watched as the same man who has betrayed my little brother carried his casket, stumbled with guilt, and stuttered with lies. If someone could do this to their best friend, they would do it to anyone. I'm asking that the justice system does its part to ensure that what has happened as my family doesn't happen. What has happened to my family doesn't happen to another. Adrienne Acree's big sister, Courtney Acree Ingram.